and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you joined us again. We're picking up our study here in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse number 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made in Cyrenius, when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, and every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. So last time we saw about how the John the Baptist has been born, and he's out there in the hill country of Judea. Until his showing unto Israel. And now we come back over to Joseph and Mary, and here Caesar Augustus has declared that everybody needs to pay their tax. It's time. It's time for the world to pay their tax. Cyrenius is governor of Syria, and everybody to be taxed is going to have to head back to their hometown or the town of their lineage, where their lineage is reckoned. Joseph, brother Joseph, is of the lineage of David. Now understand, he is not the Lord Jesus Christ's father. If you will, he's his stepfather. The father of the Lord Jesus Christ is God Almighty, who by his Spirit has conceived within Mary the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they go from Nazareth, they take the trip from Nazareth up in Galilee, heading down to Bethlehem in Judea, and there to be taxed. It says in verse number 5, to be taxed with Mary as a espoused wife, being great with child. And so they are, in our culture, we would say engaged. It means more than that in the Jewish culture. It's as good as they're married, but the marriage hasn't been finalized and hasn't been, they haven't come together and consummated the marriage and had the marriage ceremony and such. But when they're committed, when they're espoused, it's as good as done in their minds. And so now he takes his espoused wife, and she is great with child. She is really filled out and maybe miserable in that, as it is with women. And so it's come in time for her to be delivered. But this taxing has come about, so they must go to Bethlehem. And it was so that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Why? Because the Lord said that in Bethlehem, the Lord Jesus Christ would be born in the house, in the place, the city of his father David. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There wasn't a place to stay there as far as lodging. And of course, you can imagine people are coming from all over, just as Joseph and Mary have come from as far as Nazareth there to Bethlehem. Others have done so too. And so all the lodging is filled up. They have to resort to staying in a barn. Our Lord Jesus, they resort to laying him rather than in a crib or a bassinet. They lay him in a manger wrapped up with swaddling clothes. The little rags that they would use there, as we understand, to wrap up lambs when they were born, they took those and used it to wrap up our Lord. Indeed, meek and lowly he came, and there they are in that barn where the Lord Jesus has been born. And there were in the days, verse number 8, the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now, this is an interesting point here. Shepherds watch over their sheep, being in the northern part of the earth, as Israel is. They watch over their sheep in the fields in spring and in summer, not in the winter. And so it's very interesting that that things are celebrated when they are. But here it is that the shepherds are abiding in the field, and they're living out there, and they're keeping watch over their flock by night. And they wouldn't be doing that in the winter time. Israel has winter and summer and spring nearly like we do, and there'd just be no way that they could do that. And so we find that it's either springtime or summertime here when the shepherds are out there. And lo, the angel of the Lord, verse number 9, came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And so this glory of the Lord, the angel of the Lord appears unto them. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Fellas, you're the ones to receive the news from heaven first. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, what wonderful words to be heard. What wonderful words that are proclaimed upon the earth by the angels there having come down to declare this. And this glory of the Lord being manifested to who? To the lowly, to shepherds. To the shepherds that indeed were needed, and it was necessary for them to do their work, but not esteemed at all by the world, not esteemed even by those there at Bethlehem. And it is a shepherd community indeed, but the way the world looks on it, they're just low people. But you know what? That's the way the Lord does. He calls and he saves the lowly. That which is not esteemed, that which is viewed weak by the world and not esteemed by the world, those are the ones that the Lord touches and that the Lord helps and the Lord saves. Not those that are thinking that they're great men in and of themselves by great accomplishment that they have done, but those simple shepherds that have an exhibition of love and care for their sheep. It's the Lord that declares these things unto them. I'm bringing you good tidings, the angel declares, of great joy. Unto you is born this day in the city of David in Bethlehem a Savior. He is the Savior of the world. There's no other Savior but the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world, which is Christ. That is, he's Messiah, he's Redeemer, he's the atoning one that will fulfill and complete the atonement, the Lord. He is over all. He's the master. He is the master. All of these things wrapped up in this baby that has been born. And this shall be a sign unto you, verse number 12, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And of course, the shepherds would know about swaddling clothes. They would understand about those things, those pieces of rag that would be used to wrap up a little lamb, and when the lambs would be born and such as that, lying in a manger. They understand about the manger, the stone mangers that are there for the cattle, the sheep even to be fed out of when they're held up and holed up for the winter. They would understand that. He said, you're going to see that babe that way, which was not typical. It was not typical for women to go and have their children out there in the barn, out there in the sheep fold, and the baby be wrapped up that way and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And so they're proclaiming that. The angels, the heavenly host is proclaiming this thing. Never been done before, has not been done since, and declares such unto the shepherds. Oh, what a sight. What a sight that it was. They being the ones receiving this message and receiving this token, this sign of the one that the angels are speaking about. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. The goodwill of God that he sent his son to be the Savior. Goodwill indeed that our Lord has made a way that sinners can be saved. Verse 15. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. He said, let's go find it. Let's go find him. Let's go see where he is. And they came with haste, verse 16, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. See, the sheep are not there in the sheepfold, in the sheepcote. They're out in the fields, as the scripture has told us. And they go and they look. They know where to look in different places. And they look, and they came with in hurrying and running and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. This is him. This is what the angel said. And they find him that way. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And so now they go through Bethlehem and they tell it, say, have you heard? Man, we were out in the field and these angels appeared to us and told us about the Lord, the Savior, the Christ being born, and that we would know it because he's going to be down here in this barn. He's going to be in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes like we wrap up our little lambs. And sure enough, we went down there and there he is. And his mother's Mary and his dad's name is Joseph. And there he is. They told them concerning this child, and all they that heard it wondered at all those things which were told them by the shepherds. How can that be? Oh, we know the reaction of men. Some would rejoice, some would doubt, and some would mock. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Jesus has been born in Bethlehem as it's been prophesied. Jesus has been born of a virgin as was prophesied. The angels told the shepherds where the child would be and the glory that was manifested unto the shepherds. You know what? And they came and they said, here you are. You really are here. Is that your baby? Of course they would know. And said, yes, he was just born. He was just born this night. And all these things, the talk in the city about all the details of it. And as the shepherds spread the word, man, they were excited. They weren't humdrum and just kind of, mediocre in their attitude. They were rejoicing. They'd seen the angels of heaven, a heavenly host praising God. They had heard those things and they told it. And Mary kept all those things and thought about them and went over and over concerning them in her heart as the years go on. Verse 20, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Shepherds. A lot of things here, I think, that's in this that we can see. Shepherds. Shepherds being told about the arrival of the shepherd. Amen. Shepherds being told first about the arrival of the shepherd of men. The shepherd of men coming and being born in a sheepfold. And the Lord says that he is gathering his sheep into the sheepfold. What a blessed, blessed thing. What a blessed, blessed thing. If you're here and under the hearing of my words, and you're not saved, we point you to Christ. Repent of your sins and trust in the shepherd of shepherds. He is the great shepherd of the sheep, the great shepherd of sinners saved. May the Lord help you to see your great need and see and believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see that our time is well past for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org.
tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.